What's up, Raider Nation? My name is Maddie Mayhem, and with me is my co-host, Sean Carnage.
What's up, what's up?
And we're here. We're here.
That's right.
That's right, Sean.
Hey, what we doing?
Raider Nation.
We celebrating, baby.
We got it, baby. We got what we wanted.
You asked for it. Mark Davis approved.
That's right. That's right. Josh McDaniels, the former head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Bye-bye.
Can you guys hear the excitement in Maddie Mayhem's voice over there? Can you hear it? I don't even know if we've ever heard that before.
I can't. I'm so happy. I honestly feel like I won the lottery. I would imagine this is what it feels like to win a championship. Christmas came early this year on Halloween. And so as I'm sure that you all know already, Raider Nation, late on Tuesday night, while the over here on the West Coast, while the kids were wrapping up their trick-or-treating, I had a nice night over at my father-in-law's house. You know, he made us some homemade clam chowder.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Chowder.
Dude, like straight up steamed fresh clams. Shucked him and made homemade clam chowder. And dude's from Connecticut. Like he's from
Hey,
New
shout
England,
out
man.
Ted, man.
Ted, man. He killed it. He made some clam chowder, taking some shots of the of mezcal and drinking some beers. And you know, it was a good Halloween. But what made it better was looking down and getting an alert on my phone and looking down and seeing that the Raiders have relieved Josh McDaniels and David Ziegler of their jobs as head coach and general manager, respectively. And I didn't know what to say. Like, I was instantly like, I had to do a double take. I thought maybe it was a joke, you know? And sure enough, like, it was true. And I'm still in shock, Sean. I've had a permanent smile on my face since Tuesday. Like, what were your thoughts about this just stunning development?
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting there at my sister's house, you know, and you know, I was smoking a cigar, having a beer, you know, after the trick or treating, and I saw a post on X, you know, I guess they call it, you know, or whatever, but. I didn't believe it. You know, I saw the Raiders logo there, and you know, there's all these burner accounts where they make it look exactly like the actual, like, you know, content creator or whatever, but I didn't believe it, and I had to, like, double check, make sure that the Raiders thing was spelled right, and I was like, this is from the team, and I read the message, looked back at the thing, and then all of a sudden, Adam Schefter?
Yep.
I saw him report it, and I go, this just happened. You know, and I text you right away, you know, immediately text you and our cousin Roxanne, and then I text Mark, you know, Anarchy Marky, you know, shout out Anarchy Marky. He's coming back next week, by the way. And we all just celebrated over the phone. You know what I mean? We were so, so excited for the change because me and Matt were just talking. Like, we didn't expect anything else until this guy was gone from the team. And you know what? Sure, you fire your coach. It's a start over. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, oh, you guys are going to start over again. I was like, good. We needed to start over now because as long as we had McDaniels, we weren't going to do anything. You know what I mean? And just seeing the players' reaction this morning or today in the locker room, oh, man.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. So Raider Nation, usually at the start of these weekly episodes, we would talk about the game. You know, the Raiders obviously played Detroit on Monday night, and of course we were embarrassed again. Just really nothing good. The offense just couldn't get out of its own way. It was just horrifying. We were just embarrassed on national TV, and I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I think Mark Davis decided he'd seen enough. And yeah. I think what was even more funny is that on Tuesday morning, McDaniel still had to go out there and he did a press conference. And he did his usual you knows and his ums and just kind of sounded like he just had no answers.
That's why I didn't even believe the news. I was like, this guy just did a press conference. Like, no way Raiders were going to make him go out there.
I swear to God, dude, I went back and watched his press conference after I saw he got fired. And I was like, as I'm watching him, like, you're about to get fired.
Yep. Who would have thought, man? Who would have thought?
I know it sucks to. I mean, obviously, there's a human element to it, you know, and their families are going to have to figure out, you know, what they're going to do. And Josh McDaniels. You know what? I don't feel sorry for Josh McDaniels. The guy's getting paid millions of dollars for the next 4 years to literally stay away from. I heard Mark Davis actually just cut him a check to get out.
Yeah, here's all the money. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Hey, but I wish your family the best.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, and he does. He put out a post. Do we have the post? Actually, Sean, can you pull out the post that Mark Davis put up?
All right. It says, "The Las Vegas Raiders have relieved Josh McDaniels and David Ziegler of their duties as head coach and general manager. After much thought about what the Raiders need to move forward, I have decided to part ways with Josh and Dave. I want to thank them both for their hard work and wish them and their families nothing but the best," said Las Vegas Raiders owner, Mr. Mark Money Davis. Let's celebrate. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Oh my gosh. Just I know we're having fun over here, but my goodness, it feels great. It almost feels like
a new season.
It feels like a brand new season. That's what it does. And you know, okay, so let's talk about, you know, what's been coming out of the media for the last couple of days. I mean, did you see the quote Hunter Renfrow just put out? And again, not to get ahead of myself, I'm just so excited about all this stuff. So the trade deadline came and went, and we didn't do anything. And I was pissed about that.
I wonder if that had to do with maybe the firing.
Well, it did have everything to do with the firing. They said that the Raiders, I don't know if you saw, but the Raiders almost traded Hunter Renfrow to the Saints. Yep. Like, it was this close. But then the Raiders just stopped returning their calls. And you know why? It's because Ziegler got fired. So nobody was answering the phone.
Yeah, and maybe Mark, they said Mark might have known, like, you know, the interim coaches are not going to have enough time to handle all that, you know, as far as trades or whatever. And they just decided to stick with what we got.
Well, Mark basically decided that he has the players. He doesn't have the coaches. So he got rid of Dave. And it wasn't just Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels. They got rid of Mick Lombardi, too, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so we had to talk about that for sure.
So basically, everybody that had anything to do with the New England Patriots, or the Patriot Way, as they called it, got shipped out of town. Now, they kept Patrick Graham, who obviously had connections with the Patriots as well. But more recently, Patrick Graham was defense coordinator for the Giants. So maybe he had removed himself enough. I'm actually surprised that Patrick Graham didn't get the interim job, but they actually gave it to the linebackers coach Antonio Pierce. But it makes sense if you think about the fact that this allows Patrick Graham to continue just focusing on the defense. Plus, Antonio Pierce just has that dog personality.
That spark.
Yeah, and we'll get to that also. But so the Raiders, they shit can McDaniels, Ziegler, and Lombardi. And they, oh, and I don't know if I actually saw this today. Those guys are already off the website. But Mick Lombardi hired his younger brother to be part of the coaching staff as well, and he's still on the team.
Well, business is business.
I mean, Deuce Gruden's still on the team.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I get that. But I think that the Raiders basically took a hard look at themselves as an organization. And this isn't just Mark Davis. You know, he had the alumni in his ear. You know, Tim Brown and Charles Woodson were probably in his ear going, "Hey, man.
Like, probably asked them.
McDaniels ain't it. You got to get rid of this dude. Enough of this Patriot way. This stuff is not working
out." Well, during that football game, that which I'm glad we're just gonna skim through. You guys already saw what happened, you know, in the game. But like towards the end, when you didn't think it could get any worse, it did. And I seen Charles Woodson tweet out, "Make it stop." Yep. You know what I mean? And like those words echoed in my head because that's how I felt. And it's just like the pain of watching what that team was doing on the field was just, it was disgraceful football.
Yeah, watching Devontae throw his helmet in frustration with yet another Jimmy G like overthrow. God, Jimmy G looked terrible. That's another thing we haven't mentioned. As soon as the Raiders fired McDaniels and named Antonio Pierce the head coach, he came right out and said, "Our starter's going to be Aiden O'Connell for the rest of the season."
Yep.
Like, just full stop. And talk about a gangster move, man.
And I think they asked him why, and he's like, because he gives our team the best chance to win. And that's what we've all been, at least got to see what he's got.
You know what's crazy? Like, this team has been screaming, like, the fan base has been screaming for linebackers, been screaming for Aiden O'Connell to get a start, has been screaming for just all of these things, and McDaniels just did whatever he wanted to, completely ignored. Did you see today the Raiders made like three transactions? They picked up three linebackers. Three linebackers, including...
We dropped David Long Jr.
Yeah, which, I mean, it sucks. He was doing okay.
Yeah.
But we picked up Jalen Smith, the linebacker that had come in for a visit earlier. So, I mean, it's like, good on the linebackers coach, who's now the head coach, Antonio Pearson, and going out and getting some linebacker depth, because that really has been the weakness of this team. If you can't stop the run, that's mostly linebacker play that's hurting that run stopping. So, hopefully that'll make the bleeding stop. But you're right. With Tim Brown and Charles Woodson basically saying stuff about the direction of the team, you knew a change had to happen. I was just looking on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it the other day to see if Tim Brown had anything to say about it. And he actually posted a tweet too. He said, and this was a day ago, and this is a tweet from Tim Brown: "A lot of things I don't say because I know my words carry weight and the players can't say it because they're in the fire. But I felt like this was a repeat of the 94 season when internally we knew we had a problem, but you couldn't say it publicly. And we all remember the Monday night debacle in 03 versus Green Bay. I told Al Davis after the game, you have to make a change for the soul of your organization. Mid-season changes are not easy. So kudos to Mark for making this move."
Yeah, well said.
So, I mean, when you have your alumni and the Raider greats basically saying, "Hey, man, Josh ain't it. Get him out of here."
And this whole time, Mark has been saying that's their team. That's why they're the alumni. They're like they're the only organization that still has anybody that's played for the team open door policy.
Yep. And so he made the move, and he shit-canned the Patriots way guys, and then they released the just now famous speech by Marshawn Lynch coming out and basically touting the Raiders way. And talk about it, middle finger to Josh McDaniels, man. That is fantastic. I got tears in my eyes. I was like, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. We are back.
It's the right move, though. You know what I mean? Raider Nation, we have all been so sick and tired of the Patriot Way, Patriots West, Patriot whatever. Like Matt said last week, Patriot Way ain't even working for the Patriots right now. Yeah, the whole time, why try to be somebody else? Why not just be yourself? You know, and we're Raiders. You know, this is Raider Nation. Antonio Pierce, you know, in his press conference said something about having blinders on. You know what I mean? Stay in your own lane and just move forward, you know? And I think that's a great way to go about your business.
Yeah, and that's a good segue into the next discussion. So what do you think about Antonio Pierce as the new head coach? I mean, obviously he came out with his press conference. He didn't even write a script, dude. He just sat there and just spoke, and everybody was hanging on his every word. You know what I liked about the dynamic between Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce? It was like, I don't want to say good cop, bad cop, but it feels like Antonio Pierce is going to be Mr. Energy, dog, you know I mean? And he's a former player. The players respect him. I know that the players have come out. I know that Devontae said in his press conference today, and Max Crosby said it, we want to thank Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler for the opportunity. We really respect them, blah, blah, blah. But we know the truth, man. Come on. Nobody respected these guys. Josh McDaniels is not a leader of men. And I said that. But you could tell within the first 2 seconds of listening to Antonio Pierce's press conference that he is a leader of men. That dude is more Dan Campbell than Josh McDaniels will ever be. Yeah. And then Champ Kelly's this just really steady, calming presence, and that's what you want in your general manager. And so, I mean, what a great duo. I honestly, if they keep these guys, obviously we'll see what happens in the season, and we're all stoked. I mean, anybody over McDaniels, but even if they win 3 or 4 games, maybe give them a shot, you know? My biggest concern is that maybe Bo Hardigree isn't ready, you know, to be an offensive coordinator. So maybe the play calling will be kind of rough. I know we still have Scott Turner as our passing game coordinator, who has been an offensive coordinator before. And so maybe he'll lean on him for a little bit of aid. But you know what? We don't have to deal with Josh McDaniels' nonsense anymore. And you know what? You could see it in the press conferences. Did you see the footage from practice today? What song they came out with?
NWA, baby.
NWA, straight out of Compton. Straight out of Compton, man. How cool is that?
Hey, you know, that was just such a mic drop, press conference, you know? And when he did say, the whole, you know, I was born and raised in Compton, you know, listening to NWA with my Raider hat on, and he said he was born a Raider. I'm I couldn't think of a coach I'd rather have. This guy, his whole life wanted to be here. You know, I want everybody to want to be here. Devontae wanted to be here. You know what I mean? Max Crosby is born and bred right here with the Raiders. And, man, I tell you what. Pierce makes you want to run through a wall. I know the players have said it. And the one thing is, with the lack of experience, you know, you can get everybody as hyped up as you want, but you also got to know what you're doing, you know? And so I know he was a coach before, you know, I think he was, Long Beach? Long Beach College or something somewhere. Long Beach State?
Yeah, no, it was high school.
High school, okay. Yeah, he was a coach before, you know, but I tell you what, these players know how to play ball. That's all they've been doing, you know? And you don't think all the other coaches are going to help each other, and this guy's going to get these guys. They're just going to go out there, and he's going to find out what each of them are good at, and he's going to coordinate plays that way. You know, McDaniels was just like, this is the play, figure it out, this is what I want you to do, don't do anything else. That's why it didn't work with Hunter, you know? And one thing I like about Bo Hardigree, they say that him and Aiden have already been working together. They have a good relationship. And I think that's why that was the graduation to the offensive coordinator, because that's going to be your quarterback, you know, and you want to have that relationship between your offensive coordinator, be it the head coach or, you know, just the OC, and your quarterback. And McDaniels didn't have that with anybody, you know, so now at least Aiden's got a good shot with somebody that can, he knows what Aiden's good at, what he likes, and he's going to let him just go out there and kind of be comfortable. And as long as we can protect this kid and that O-line is still shoddy, maybe we'll surprise some people with a few games.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you saw on NFL Network that David Carr came out and basically told the story, because David Carr played, he was a backup quarterback with the Giants when Antonio Pierce played with the Giants. He mentioned a game where the Giants were just like steamrolling the Raiders. And so David Carr was like, oh, I have this story. You know, we were playing the Raiders back, you know, I think it was his last season. And he mentioned that like during the game, like David Carr was kind of clowning them. He like ran for like a first down or whatever and spun the ball. And he said when he went back to the sidelines, Antonio Pierce pulled him aside and said, hey, we don't disrespect that team over there. You know, that's my team. Like that's the team I grew up with. So we don't disrespect that team.
Wow.
Yeah.
And even though he was playing for the Giants, dude.
And by the way, I know Leonard Williams just got traded to the Seahawks, you know, and I was really kind of bummed about that. Yep. But I mean, I wanted Leonard Williams because he was a diehard Raider fan, and Antonio Pierce is a diehard Raider fan. So he's got my support. At this point, Raider Nation, I would have preferred a bag of chips to coach the team over Josh McDaniels, but that's okay. We got a fresh start, and it feels so good. And you could see it in the locker room footage today. I saw that they put in a basketball hoop, and Devontae was like playing basketball in the, like, you know, those mini like Nerf basketball hoops, you know?
Yeah.
Devontae was playing basketball with who's our third down back again? That little scat back that we got.
Abdul?
No, Abdullah. It was Amir Abdullah, I think it was, yeah. And then Hunter Renfrow came out and was saying, let me see if I can find the quote. So they basically interviewed Hunter Renfrow today, who finally gets to talk, you know, because I don't know what the hell happened between him and Josh McDaniels. But, I mean, Josh McDaniels was getting ready to ship him out. They were putting out press releases that, you know, it was just a difference of personality, blah, blah, blah. Today, they talked to Hunter Renfrow, who hasn't spoken all year, and Hunter Renfrow says there's a different energy. I think AP alluded to it. It's fun when you have nothing to lose. Let's go out there and have a great time and play hard and play fast. We're not walking on eggshells everywhere.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
That last line is the one that sticks out. We're not walking on eggshells. You know what I mean? Nobody was feeling comfortable in the locker room, especially when you're losing. You know, and McDaniels was probably like, I imagine he's kind of like, you know how Russell Wilson's like a you can't get to me kind of guy. Don't talk to me, you know, and you're just, you know, if I was a player, I would have more respect for somebody like Pierce. You know what I mean? Like somebody you can actually relate to, somebody that's been there. He's sweated. He's been on the other side of things, you know, and somebody that's open-minded. You know, and that was the problem with Josh. He was not ever open-minded. It was just this way is the way. And, you know, he's going to go down as somebody that is not a good head coach. You know, his two times have failed. I think we fired him quicker than the Broncos did. Yep. And he's just going to be somebody, like Matt said last week, I believe you said it. But, you know, that's Brady and him and Belichick did their thing. But, you know, it was like a trio or a package. Who was more important? Who knows? But, you know, without them, he's nothing.
Yep. Yeah, he's nothing. So he'll probably go back to New England, and he'll probably be the offensive coordinator again, and he'll retire when Bill Belichick retires, and that's it. And good riddance is what I have to say about that. Josh McDaniels, we hardly knew you, and thank God you are the worst coach that the Raiders have ever had. Full stop. Full stop. But that's right. Let's turn the page. He's done. Goodbye.
Hey, I got to bring him one more time, though. But there was comparisons between, was it the Jamarcus Russell days and right now the Jimmy Garoppolo days. And did you see that? There was comparison. And I think we were worse than Jamarcus Russell days, dude. Yeah. And like those Jamarcus, at least for me, they stick out. Everybody knows when we drafted Jamarcus Russell first, number one in the draft. I can't remember which year. And he just stunk it up the whole time.
Or something.
You know, and you just knew this guy was garbage. Not to call another man trash, but he was just garbage. And you know, I told Matt too, the Garoppolo thing. What's his name? Jamarcus Russell would like go three and out and just go quickly and sit on the bench and put his beanie on like he didn't give a damn. You know, and I kept seeing Jimmy with three and out, and you go put his hat back on, you know. And I even texted Matt, I go, dude, that guy's reminding me of Jamarcus Russell right now. And then you see the comparison, you're like, we were even worse than that. Like, that's how bad it was. And that's as bad as I can remember it being, even though it's been bad for a while. But like, you know, just seasons where you're just like ashamed, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Jimmy G. Like, he looked terrible. Like, missing wide open guys, missing guys that were right in front of him and not even throwing him the ball. Like, he has a shell of him. Not that he was ever great, but did you see that the Raiders wished him a happy birthday today?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, happy birthday, asshole. Now, well, sit still, your ass on the bench.
They're still paying him, though, you know? And look at Jimmy Vegas, dude. He's still got that smile. He's going to take that money, get himself a couple of hookers.
Yeah.
And he's going to be chilling in one of the nicest suites that Vegas can provide tomorrow.
Hey, you know what they're doing? They're doing the exact same thing we did to Derek Carr. Like, basically, Jimmy's got an injury guarantee. And so if he gets hurt, they have to pay him. So they're like, okay, sit your ass down because you're getting cut next year. Jimmy Garoppolo will not be on our team. Man, I am so excited for the future. Whether it be Aiden O'Connell or not, whoever it is, Devontae will be here. Dude, now we might keep Josh Jacobs. Oh, I don't know if you saw, Josh Jacobs posted on his Instagram a picture of him and Antonio Pierce.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. I did see that.
So, you know, he's happy. Hunter Renfrow might not be gone. It's like, you know, I mean, not that I want Derek back, but like,
hey, I just can't forget the smile that Devontae had, dude. Like you said in that video, and did you hear there was a clip where he was like, oh, listen, hey, they're all going to be like, see, that's why they're losing, because they're sitting there doing other stuff, you know? And he's like, boom, and he like bangs a 3-pointer from the locker room, and he's like, shh. Catch that shit.
Dude, and even the beat reporters are like, I've never seen so many smiles in the locker room. These guys are having a good time. Josh McDaniels is a freaking cancer on this organization, man. I remember a year and a half ago when we were looking for a coach, and you know, I wanted Harbaugh back in the day. I don't think I want him anymore. Not after the Michigan scandal stuff. And we'll talk about who, you know, I mean, obviously there'll be plenty of time to talk about who our coach is going to be. Before we even have that conversation, we'll give Antonio Pierce a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about, like, how some of the Patriot players that Josh McDaniels brought, how do you feel like they're feeling in their head? Like, Jacoby Myers, who's probably doing the best out of all of them, you know, and he was with McDaniels, and maybe he credits McDaniels for a lot of his success this year, but how do you think he's feeling?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I know he's a hell of a player, and I'm
hell
glad
yeah.
we got him.
I like, want to keep him happy, too.
Yeah, if Jacoby Myers is the best thing that comes out of McDaniels, then, you know, so be it. It is what it is.
Like, interesting to hear him.
Like, honestly, we have the best one. I think we have arguably the best 1-2 punch in football. Like, and we can't. But see, that's the thing. We have such a great offense. Like, I think we got $109 million offensive payroll. And they were not putting up points at all, dude. They looked terrible. And that's play calling.
Yeah.
That is Josh McDaniels' stupid,
predictable
play calling. So I think with him being gone, you know, there is always the interim coach effect, where if it's a really cancerous environment and then interim coach comes in, usually that coach wins his first game. So I'd be willing to bet money that we're going to beat the Giants. But how do we not beat the Giants? Like,
I know.
Giants are terrible too. Okay, the bottom three offenses in football, the Patriots, the Raiders, and the Giants. What do those three things have in common? They're all Patriot way. Friggin' Dable in New York. Obviously McDaniels, who was in Las Vegas. And, I mean, it is the Patriots. So, I mean, what does that tell you? That tells you that the league has figured out that offense, and it doesn't work, dude.
Or
it's
philosophy.
Old school. It is archaic,
yep.
and it is garbage. So give me anything else. Now, of course, the Raiders can't just change their entire offense in 3 days.
Yeah.
So obviously we'll have to run it, but hopefully Hardegree is able to come up with some bells and whistles. I'll tell you what, watch Josh Jacobs run like a maniac now that he might want to come back to the Raiders next year.
Well, the Raiders posted a video with Max Crosby kind of later in the day today, and he pretty much put Raider Nation on alert, you know, and they had a little thing of popcorn right there on the post, and he's pretty much said, hey, everybody better fill that stadium up, you know, because they're about to bring the ruckus, you know, and man, like, the players are hype. You don't think they're going to try and have the best game. What I want to see against an equally bad Giants team, but I'd like to see us put up way more points than 21. You know, all of a sudden, let's get up in the 30s. Let's get up in the 40s even. You know what I mean? Somehow do that and watch this offense turn around. And then, you know what? A little bit of the little spark, you know, hey, they burn that torch at Raider Stadium every game. And that torch, it's always burning.
Yeah.
You know, it's always burning. But all you need is that spark, you know, to get that thing bigger and bigger. And who knows what will happen.
I feel like the Giants are going to be walking into a buzzsaw on Sunday. They have no idea what they're in for. Hell, Daniel Daniel Jones might not even be playing. I know their backup's hurt. He might be out. So they're going to be and Waller's gone. Like, he's not playing this week, of course.
Yeah, hammy.
Yeah, so it's like, ugh. I mean, I tell you what, I didn't bet against the Raiders this week, and I won't. That whole me betting against them was because of Josh McDaniels, dude. And straight up, like, he's gone. I will not be betting against the Raiders the rest of the season, Raider Nation. I believe again. I, like all of you, we knew there was no hope with that dingbat in charge. You know, I'm sorry, Sean's wife's going to give me crap for calling people names and not sounding professional. Sorry, Kaylin. Sorry, I'll do the best that I can. But as you've noticed so far, I've only called him a dingbat.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
It's not so bad. That's very professional. I could have used many other words. We haven't sworn once, and there's no reason for it. This is, you know what?
We gonna celebrate and have a good time.
Raider Nation.
Watching Raiders beat the Giants Sunday.
Sorry. Oh, man. So cool. So cool. All right. So to keep this under 30 minutes, so the Giants are going to come into town with a revitalized Raiders team. New coach, Antonio Pierce. New general manager, Champ Kelly. A calming presence. A new quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. What do you think is going to happen in the game? Give me a score.
Whew. Well, I'm going to stick with what I said before, you know? Let's go, Dan, that's outrageous, you know? You almost got to see something. All right, let's go 31-7.
Ooh, that's Raiders. A solid beatdown. Okay, it'll take us some time to get the motion going, but I'm
shooting for the stars.
I feel like I'm going to say 28-13. That's my score,
okay.
Raiders.
Okay.
28-13.
I'll take that too.
And I feel like that's good. Like
two
the
scores,
Raiders.
Yeah, you know, beat them by two.
Yeah, beat them by two scores. It'll be our first decisive victory of the season. It will be the first time that we offensively score over 20 points. And it's going to be fantastic, Raider Nation. We are so excited. I couldn't wait to get on this pod and just celebrate with everybody. I mean, the nightmare has ended. The nightmare that we've suffered through for a year and a half is over, and the sun is coming up, and it is a new day for Raider Nation. Our future is finally bright. Mark Davis has even said that he went into the coaching search last year already with McDaniels on his mind, so he didn't really give anybody a fair shot. But this year, he says he's going in with an open mind, and I'll tell you what, I hope when he does hire a coach, I hope he hires a general. Well, actually, I hope that he gives Champ Kelly the opportunity. You know what I mean? That I'm really rooting for Champ Kelly. I want him to get the job and let Champ Kelly find your head coach. And if they hire Antonio Pierce, then fantastic. Make him your full-time head coach. That's perfectly fine by me. But it just feels so good to be out of the prison that was the Patriot way, the Josh McDaniels just garbage and good riddance to bad rubbish.
Yeah, I got to just we'll close with a story, a quick one. But, you know, it was Halloween, you know, the day we got the news. But before that, I was out trick-or-treating with my sister out in Temecula. And the neighborhood goes off right there, you know, all the cul-de-sacs got the bonfires and stuff. And, you know, my nephew and my niece, they met up with a good squad of friends, and the parents were all there, you know. So, I mean, I'm not from the area or neighborhood, but I see a homie right there, my homie Darnell, and he's got his Raider hat and his Raider shirt on, you know, and I'm sporting my Raider hat. And so, you know, at first, you know, I see my Raider hat, you know, we never recognize each other, but we're guys, you know, we don't go right up to each other and, you know, kind of stood by. But, you know, eventually it's like, hey, I was like, Raider Nation, you know, he's like, oh, what's up? And then bam, we just start talking, you know, he's on it like we are, you know, he knows everything that's going on. He's reciting some articles he's read and this and that. And we're just having this big ventilation time, you know, we're both venting to each other. And I'm going off like, we're not going to be anything until we get rid of this coach, you know, and Jimmy G gets benched, you know, and this and that. And, you know, and after a big old long conversation, Darnell takes a little breather and he's like, man, I just really needed to vent to somebody about this right now. And he's like, I'm telling you, it's been making me so mad. And he's just like, I'm so glad I found you so we could talk about it. And I'm like, yes. And I was like, me and my brother do a podcast, Down with the Ship. You know, he's like, oh, I'm going to check it out. So hopefully he's out there listening. But I just thought that was so cool because in the end, I go, hey, even after all that, we're still out here in our Raiders gear. Yeah. Huh? And he's like, that's right, man. And I was like, hey, Raider Nation till we die, you know? And then that night, when we got the news McDaniels was fired, I was like, man, where's Darnell, dude? I was like, which house he live in? We got to be celebrating right now, popping bottles. But hey, shout out Darnell. If you end up catching the show, cool. But I thought that was a cool just running with just Raider Nation, you know, because, you know, once we start talking, like, my wife's like, we're leaving. I was like, I'm talking to my friend now because we're Raiders. It's like family, you know? Yeah. So, hey. I just thought that was a cool story. McDaniels is fired. We all celebrating now.
Yep, we got it. And we'll end with this, Raider Nation. It is a new day.
Yes.
It is a brand new day. Be hyped. Get hyped and get ready for the Raiders beating down the Giants this week, Raider Nation.
Coach Pierce said he's going to treat it like 0-0 now. It's a new start. Hey, let's see what we got with the rest of the games.
Hell yeah. All right, Raider Nation. Well, congrats to us all. This has been another episode of Down with the Ship. We will see you next time, hopefully after a Raider stomping of the Giants. This has been Matty Mayhem with Sean Carnage.
Hey, go buy all those tickets, guys. Fill up Allegiant Stadium with Raider fans again. You know what I mean? Let's start turning that around, too.
Awesome. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out.
Peace.